I'm Alex Keefe with VPR News. Earlier this afternoon, Democratic Governor Peter Shumlin unveiled new numbers showing the troubled Vermont Health Connect website is back on track. That follows the arrival of a new piece of software. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld has more.
Headaches and heartburn have been an all-too-common symptom for Vermonters trying to purchase their health insurance on the state's new online marketplace. The problems have persisted since Vermont Health Connect's launch in October of 2013, and they've prompted repeated calls for the state to abandon the state-based program in favor of a federal version of the exchange. Peter Shumlin says his team was able to diagnose the problem.
The hassles that have been created for Vermonters by the Vermont Health Connect website have almost all been related to the inability to make changes and therefore get out proper bills and all the other hassles folks have been facing.
And he says the fix they installed at the end of May is actually going to work. According to Shumlin, the new software is allowing Vermont Health Connect employees to automatically update changes in consumers' life circumstances, whether that means a change of address or adding or dropping a spouse or child. The inability to process those changes automatically had resulted in a customer backlog of more than 10,000 people as of May 31st.
We had 10,200. We're happy to report that we are now at less than 4,500 of the old change of circumstance backlog.
By cutting that backlog in more than half, Shumlin says Vermont Health Connect is demonstrating its capacity to process the consumer data that had previously led to billing errors, erroneous policy terminations, and in some cases, delayed access to care.
So we now continue to be cautiously optimistic that we will have the entire backlog cleared up on October 1st, which is when we need to have it cleared up in order to open up our new enrollment for next year.
The change of circumstance technology isn't running at full steam yet. According to Vermont Health Connect officials, the automated software only works for about half of the customer calls coming into the exchange. Shumlin, though, says the software will be fully functional by October 1st, and he says automated enrollment software that needs to be on hand by October 1st is also coming along on schedule. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.